Hey, welcome to Accidental Gods, to the place where we believe that another world is still possible, and that together we can make it happen. And as our world is changing around us, as the old certainties are falling away, we need to remember that we do have agency, that we can be stable, that we can find the places within ourselves and in connection to the web of life that are generative and that let us flourish. So this meditation, this visualization, helps us to find stability and agency and a place of calm reflection from which we can grow. Here we go. Sit somewhere comfortable. Sit with your feet on the ground. And in the first instance, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the places where you connect to the earth and the earth supports you. Feel the places where you connect to the chair and through the chair to the earth. If your back is against the back of the chair, feel that supported too. Feel all the ways that the earth supports you. You are held here. Feel that holding. And in that holding, feel the places where your skin meets the air, and the air meets your skin, where you meet the rest of the web of life, and it meets you. Here we are held, and here we are stable. And in this moment, feel a breath as it sings in, as it draws in past your nose, cold on the back of your throat, as it sighs down into your lungs as your ribs draw out and down, and your diaphragm sinks into your abdomen. And this is a whole breath, a clean breath. And each breath is different. And each one brings in life. And feel it sing out again, as your ribs rise up and in, and your diaphragm rises back up. And your breath sings back out into the air, so that what was inside you becomes one with what is outside you. And with your body held and your breath connecting to the all that is, I want you to come with me on a journey. Leave your body in the room. Leave your body in the building. Bring your imagination free with me, out into the world. We put on our 7-league boots and we face south towards the noonday sun, and we leave behind us the places where we live and everything that is around just now. And we move back through space and through time, back through the time of the ancestors, back through the time before buildings were here, back before the time when the people were here. We're going back to the primordial land, to the primordial being of ourselves, to a place where we are here as the only people in a land full of life. And as we face the high sun of noon, we walk back through the primordial forest, through trees that were ancient, even before the people were here. through life that flourishes, that sings, that walks, that soars, that crawls, that flies and steps and creeps, through undergrowth and through branches and above the forest. And as we walk, we look up and we see the patterns of the branches against the sky. And we look down and we see the dappling of the sun through the leaves on the forest floor. And we stop a moment and we put our hands into the forest floor, into leaf mold that is deeper than the length of our arms, that is soft and warm and full of life. Because under the forest is as much life as above the ground, of roots that connect and communicate, of mycelial networks that stretch for thousands of acres and that carry life and food and information from one part of the forest to the other and out into the grasslands. And we stand again and we walk forward with our 7-league boots through this endless primordial forest, with the light dappled on the floor and the life all around. And we slow, and we come to a clearing, a wide clearing. We can stretch our arms and spin, and our fingertips do not begin to meet the great, bold trees that grow at the edge of our clearing. And in the midst of it, on the leaf mould, is moss. A single growth of moss that is wider than we are tall. And you can walk into the centre of this and lie on the bed of moss with the sun streaming in through the heights of noon. And there is soft, dappled light all around you, and a river nearby that sings the song of the water. And you can lie on the moss under the golden dappled light of the sun. And as you lie, there's a place of perfect clarity over your heart space where the sunlight reaches you without any shade. And this is the clean, clear light of the sun that has been here long before there was life on this planet and will be here long after we have gone. And here, in this place where you are held on the earth, where the sun shines from above, you can draw in the sunlight. Draw it in through your heart space and let it flow to every part of your body. Let it flow to every cell, to every organ, to every structure. Let everything be alive with the light of the sun. Let it flow through your veins, through your arteries. Let it fill your heart space so that your heart grows, so that it unfolds as a flower unfolds, so that it becomes richer, more full, stronger, more open, more clear, so that sunlight fills it and flows through it and flows from it. Let each heartbeat be one of growth. Let each heartbeat be one that sends sunlight from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, to the tips of your fingers, to the tips of your ears, to your eyes, to your mouth, to your throat, to your lungs, to your abdomen, to everything within your abdominal space, to your pelvis, to your legs, to your arms, to your fingertips, and the tips of your toes. Let everything be alight with the generative, flourishing fire and power and warmth and life of the sun. Let it sing within you. And let your awareness enfold the idea that as you draw in the sunlight, you are healing. As every cell changes to the energy of the sun, your body is healing and whole. As the sunlight courses through your veins and your arteries, let your blood be a river of light that carries that healing. And as your heart is open and generative, let that light flow through. Let your body be whole. Let your sense of self be rested and clear. And in this place of resting and of clarity, take a moment to build a cocoon of light around yourself. Something that will last you for the rest of the day. And know that in this space of light and softness and stability, letting our imaginations run free is an act of healing. That as we relax, our immune systems become stronger, our sense of self becomes more fluid, more open, more ready to connect with ourselves, with our community, with the land around. And know that in that connection is our healing. Our world is changing, and it can grow into something new and regenerative, where connection is the core of all that we do. So make a commitment now to connect to your heart, to yourself, to the light you are building around you as you go through your day. And with that commitment, with that sunlight around you, rise up now from the bed of moss and walk with me back through the forest. Look up as we walk and see the patterns that the trees make against the sky. Look down, see the dappling of the leaves on the forest floor. And know for a moment the life beneath the surface, the miles upon miles of mycelial networks, the life of bacteria, the life of the worms, the life of the many things that live beneath our feet, that connect, that communicate, that carry food and water and wholeness to each other. And as we walk, leaving the primordial forest, walking across the meadowlands, let us walk back through the time of the ancestors to the time of now, to the place of now, back to where you live, to your building, and to the room where you left your body sitting, with your feet on the floor, held by the chair, with your skin meeting the air, and the air meeting your skin, and each breath singing in and singing out, connecting you to all that is. And as you return fully to your body, move your fingers, move your toes, bring your sense of self fully back to here and now, to this time and this place. And open your eyes and look around and feel that sense of the cocoon of sunlight around you, holding the stability, holding the peace, holding the wholeness and the healing and the richness of your imagination. Holding your heart open and full and strong and clear. Let the light of the sun course as a river of fire through your body as you go back into the flow of your day. Thank you.